paragraph Memches. Interesting that the Baal Shem Tov also passed away on Shavuos, the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. And recent years, in the past years, there are large groups of people that travel to Mezhebush to be there for Shavuos, the holiday of Shavuos, to be in the city of Mezhebush, to be with the Baal Shem Tov. And again, the Baal Shem Tov is a descendant of Dovid HaMelech. There's the famous story that Rabbeinu Zal's grandfather, Reb Nachman Horodenko, who was one of the closest students and confidants of the Baal Shem Tov, he had a family tree that went all the way back to Dovid HaMelech. And when the Baal Shem Tov suggested a shidduch between his daughter and Reb Nachman Horodenko, Reb Nachman Horodenko wasn't sure, even though this was his rabbi, and even though he had the greatest respect and love for him, he was hesitating because he had in mind to have somebody also on the other side that was also from Dovid HaMelech. And at one point, the Baal Shem Tov took out his Sefer Yuchsin, and he showed him that he also dates back to Dovid HaMelech. And that was when the shidduch was agreed upon, that Reb Nachman Horodenko married Odel, the daughter of the Baal Shem Tov, and from them came Reb Simcha, from them came Fega, from them was born a daughter, Fega, who married Reb Simcha, and they were the parents of Rabbeinu Zal. So they're also very much tied into this Shavuos, that Shavuos being the time that all of Klal Yisrael is receiving the Torah anew and making a new connection to the Torah, and we need nuclear energy to make that happen. What's the nuclear energy? It's the passing away of Dovid HaMelech. It's the passing away of the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. We know the day of the passing away is when this Pishnaim takes effect. And even on the Yahrzeit, the Neshama has an Aliyah. That on the Yahrzeit of a Tzaddik, his Neshama goes up, and whoever's connected to him feels that Aliyah. So all of Klal Yisrael on Shavuos is experiencing this tremendous Aliyah to prepare us for a new Kabbalah Satoira based on the Histalkus of Dovid HaMelech and the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. Paragraph Memches. Now we're coming back to Yoredeya now. Back to the laws of Kashrus and those things. V'alkein, kli she'enoi ben yoimoi, enoi yoiser. Rav Nelson Zal says, based on what we've been learning till now, we're going to understand the secret behind one of the laws in Yoredeya applying to kelim, applying to vessels and dishes, that if I have a pot that was used to cook meat in, and the pot was not used for 24 hours, and accidentally I put something, some dairy into it, or you know, then what happens is, because even though that pot definitely absorbed meat, the taste of meat that was cooked in it last week or 2 days ago, whenever it was, since that taste sat in the walls of the pot for 24 hours and was not cooked, nothing was done with it, it's called noisein tam livgam, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain here. That any meat taste, any meat juice that was absorbed in the walls of that pot, if I turn on the fire now, if I fill up that pot with boiling water and I turn on the fire and I boil water in that pot so that the juices that are in the walls of the pot are going to come into that fire, that juice is no longer a positive taste. It's a negative taste. Because when juice sits in the metal for 24 hours, when it comes out after that, it's noisein tam livgam. It will not improve the taste of anything I cook in that pot anymore, but rather the opposite. It'll harm it, and therefore it does not make it treif. This is not something we do lechatchila. We would not do it lechatchila, but b'dieved, if you did, the law is it's noisein tam livgam. So Rav Nosson Zal says, ki hatam nivgam achar she'ovar yoimoi, because the taste of that item that was cooked in that pot or in that spoon or fork, whatever it was, when that taste sat in the vessel for 24 hours and nothing was being done with it, it changes to a taste that's poigem. That anything now that I'm going to put that into, it doesn't improve the taste of that item. It has the opposite effect. Ki ikar hisgabrus horishoim, shehem hacholkim hamoinim, hurak beyoimom ubishaitam. The main power and the main power of the Rishoim, which is those people who fight against tzaddikim, they're choylik against tzaddikim, and they're the major obstacles in blocking people from coming close to tzaddikim, their power is only on their day, during when they have their hour. Bebechinas rosho shehasho misachek esloi. As the Gemara uses the expression that a rosho who's having his moment, don't start with him, stay out of his way. Because he could be powerful, he could succeed, and he could even defeat a tzaddik at that time. When he's in his moment, that's the term, hasho misachek esloi. Now the word sho literally means hour. Technically, the way, in other words, practically, when the Gemara is referring, it doesn't mean literally an hour, but Rav Nosson Zal is tying it back to our thing. Kikol hatzlochosoi v'hiskabrusoi hu rak lefi sho. Because the success and the power of a rosho is a temporary success. It's a temporary power. V'alkein kisheroyin hanirdothim hachafeitzim bohemes shehachilkim mizgabram aleim b'yoser. And it's for this reason that when those people who are being persecuted by the rosho, the rosho is trying to harm them, the rosho is trying to block them from coming close to the tzaddik or from being attached to the tzaddik, tzrichim rak lehispalel Hashem Yisborach. The only thing that those people should be doing is davening to Hashem, uletzapois liyeshuas Hashem, and hope for Hashem's Yeshua. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, doim laHashem, be silent for Hashem. Be silent meaning don't say anything to the rosho, don't curse him, don't try to go to court against him, don't. Just be quiet. Don't do anything against Russia other than speaking to Hashem. Pray to Hashem. And then, v'hischoileloi. K'moshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, hashkem v'hari v'aleim lebe samedrish. You want to fight? You want to do battle against the Russia? Get up early and stay late in the Beis Samedrish. Mean, learn more Torah. Daven more. U'kamesh Kosov, and as the Pasuk says, as Dovra Mel says, Ach leloikim doimi nafshi, that for the sake of Hashem, for Hashem's honor, my soul is silent. You know, I won't say anything or do anything to fight with the Russia, to fight back. Kitzrichim livtoyach b'Hashem ubishuosoi, because we need to trust in Hashem and in Hashem's salvation. V'yafal pi sheroyim shehem izgabrim b'yoyser, and even if it looks to us as if the Rishoyim are getting stronger, they're getting more powerful, they're being more successful, tzrichim lahamtin ulahamtin ad asher yovo yoimam. We have to wait and wait until their day comes. Kamaisha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Zoimeim Rosha Latzadik. The Rosha makes all kinds of plans against the Tzadik. Hashem Yishak Loi, Hashem laughs at him. Ki ro'o ki yovo yoimoi. Because Hashem sees that his day is going to come. The Rosha's day is going to come when his power is going to be over. And then he'll get what he deserves. Ki bevadai yovo yoimoi shel hacholek. Sheyipoil be'ein tekuma, because most definitely that day is going to come, the day of the cholek, the person who's opposing the tzaddik, the person who's opposing the kedusha, that he's going to fall, a final fall, from which he won't be able to get up. Ki lo yitoish Hashem v'lo yazoy v'soemes avur hacholek, because Hashem will not forsake the truth and those people who are trying to come close to the truth because of this person who's being choylik, because of the opposition. Ki emes Hashem lo'olam, because Hashem's truth is permanent, is eternal. V'zeh shekosu b'machloikas Koirach, and this is why the Torah writes, when Koirach was making the machloikas against Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah says, boiker, Moshe Rabbeinu says, boiker, let's wait till the morning. V'yoida Hashem es asheloi. And then Hashem will inform everybody, Hashem will enlighten everybody as to who's with Hashem. Boiker daika. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu's words. He said, let's wait till the morning. Ki Moshe ro'o shekoirach mizgaber ma'oid b'machloikis at shekimat kol Yisrael nisoisu achrov. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Koirach was getting stronger and stronger in opposing Moshe Rabbeinu and Arakoyim to the point where a majority of Klal Yisrael was being sucked in with him. They were going with him. 250 leading rabbis, Roshei Sanhedrin, were with him. Dosan Vaviram were with him. Ad shenitma lachalushei koyach shebiyisrael shenot achrei Moshe sheyafsher la'amoid negdoi. To the point where it seemed to those weak Jews who were with Moshe Rabbeinu that they can't stand up to all of this opposition. It's too much. Al kein omar Moshe, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said, boiker v'yoida Hashem. Because each and every single day, the emes makes a new effort, makes a new comeback in doing battle against the sheker. Because Hashem, with his incredible goodness, he renews the creation every single day. Ki b'chol yoim hu yisporach poiseach dalsoi shari mizroch uvoikeach aloini rokia umer loilam kulo yoishvav. Because every single day Hashem opens the doors in the east and he opens the windows and he brings forth new light. V'ikor oir kol ho'oiroi suho emes. What is this new light that Hashem brings forth every day? When the sun comes up every day, what is that sun shining? It's shining emes. It's shining truth. Shehu Hashem Yisporach Biatzmoy, Shehu Oyer Kol Oyeres, which is Hashem Himself, Hashem who is the light of all lights. Kama Shekosu, as the pasuk says, Hashem Oyri VeYishi. Hashem is my light and my salvation. Ukama Shekosu BaTorah Tzoyar Tasis LaTeva B'Simin Kuf Yud Beis. As Rabbi Nazal discusses this in chapter 112 in the Likutei Moran. V'zeh b'chinas ikur kol habirurim shenasim b'chol yoyim v'yoyim kemuva b'kisvei Arizal. And these are the birurim that are taking place every single day that the Arizal writes about. That every single day there are new birurim, there are new tikunim, there's new sorting out that's taking place every day. Ki ikur kol habirurim dainu shenizbarer hatoiv mehora. Because when we say that because Adam Arishan and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, so good and bad got mixed up together, and now the mission of the world, and Klal Yisrael especially, is every single day to go through Birurim, to try to sort out and identify the good from the bad and to separate them and to elevate the good and get rid of the bad. Rav Nosson Zal says now the main birur of this toiv from Ra is Hum Hashem Yisbarer Ho Emes Me'Asheker, is the sorting out of the truth from the falsehood. Ki Ho Emes Hu Etzem HaToiv, because truth is the essence of goodness. V'Hasheker Hu Hora V'Atuma, and Sheker is the evil and impurity. Kama Shekosu BaTorah On Rabbi Akiva, as Rav Nosson Zal discusses this in chapter 51 in the first half of Likutei Moran. V'al kein b'chol yoyim v'yoyim shemizbarim boi birurim chadoshim shenizbar ha'toiv me'ora mizbarer ho'emes min ha'sheker. And therefore, each and every single day, as the world is going through its birurim of toiv and ra, that Hashem is slowly helping the world sort out the good from the bad, it means that every single day the emes is being mizbarer from the sheker. Kizeh ikur habirur hanal, because that's the most important birur of toyif amra. Umishom ikur zrichas oyer hachamov alavona b'chol yom v'yom. And this is the essence. This is the whole concept of the sun and the moon shining their light every day. What they're shining is the light of Hashem. They're shining this light of emes, and they're helping this process of the sorting out from of the toyif from the ra, the sorting out of the emes from the sheker. Now you'll understand why our rabbis established Kriya Shema specifically in middle of the brachos, where we speak about Hashem giving light to the world. Because the essence of truth in Judaism is Kriya Shema, Shehu Emunas Hayichud. where we declare our faith in the oneness of Hashem, right? The Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim Ve'ol Mitzvos, and we accept upon ourselves Hashem's authority and the authority of the Torah, of the Mitzvos. V'al Kein Oimrim Achar Kach, and this is why right after we say the Kriya Shema, what do we say? Emes Ve'emuna. Or in the morning we say Emes Ve'yatzev Ve'nochoim Ve'kaim Ve'koiflin Ho Emes Kamapomim. And we repeat the Emes many times. In the morning we repeat it 8 times. Emes Satu Rishon Atachon, Emes Satu... Because this is the most important truth. This is the ultimate truth. Our faith in Hashem. And it's from there that all the light of all the lights of the lanterns, the sun, the moon, come from. Which go out and give light every day. And again, this comes from the birurim that are taking place every day. Of which the most important one is, Hubirur ho emes mea sheker. It's the sorting out of emes from sheker. V'al kein b'chol yoim v'yoim baboiker beis zrichas o'er nimshach mapolas horishoim. And this is why each and every single day in the morning, when the sun is coming up, that's a new ability to bring about the downfall of the rishoim is being introduced into the world. Because the main thing that brings about the downfall of the Rishoyim is when the truth is shining forth, when the truth is being made visible to everybody, and it's being recognized. This is what the Pasuk says, in the mornings I will destroy all the Rishoyim of the world. And this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem, boiker tishma koili, boiker erach lecho v'atzapa. Hashem, in the morning, I beg of you, hear my voice. I prepare my words to you, and I hope that you're going to help me. Shezeh ne'amar le'inyin ma'polas ha'rishoyim, k'mo shepirush Rashi sham. Dovid HaMelech was saying that over there regarding Hashem, what is he hoping for? He's hoping that Hashem is going to bring about the downfall of all of his enemies, of the Rishoyim, as Rashi HaKodesh says there. Ba'boiker ani koirei lecho aleihem shehu eis mishpot bo Rishoyim. Rashi HaKodesh says there, in the morning, Hashem, I call out to you, I speak to you about the Rishoyim, because this is a time of the judgment of the Rishoyim, in the morning, when the sun comes up. K'may shekosuv labkorim atzmis kol Rishi Oretz, which we just said before. Heye zroyom labekorim ki baboiker baboiker yavoir. Rav Nosson is quoting pasuk after pasuk, which emphasizes that in the morning is when the Rishoyim get their mapola. So that when a Jew is going through suffering, when he's under attack by Rishoyim, and when he feels that he can't handle it anymore, Rav Nosson is telling us here, wait till morning. Every single morning when the sun comes up, Hashem is introducing new light into the world. And that light, the main purpose of that light is to clarify the emes from the sheker. And the more we're able to clarify the emes from the sheker, that results in the downfall of the Rishon. V'yafal pi sheroyim she'ovrim kamo yomim v'adayin ein lohem apola shleima. And even though we see that there are days and days and days going by, and we don't see the mapola of the Rishon yet, afal pi keinonu maminim she'bechol yoyim nimshach aleim beruchnias mapola min hashamayim kefi birur ho'emes she'bechol yoyim. Still, we believe b'emuna shleima that every single day on a spiritual level, these Rishoyim are being punched. They're getting another punch and another punch by Hashem based on the birur of the emes that's taking place on that day. Ubevadai yovoi yoimom sheyiplu bizgalyo. And their day will definitely come when they're going to fall and it's going to be visible. Everyone will see their fall. V'kasheroinu kamo nisim v'neflois she'osa Hashem Yisborach em Yisrael. As we've witnessed many, many miracles and wonders that Hashem has done with Klal Yisrael. V'chol anisim hoyu rak she'Hashem Yisborach sibev v'nefloisov l'kayim es Yisrael beis toikif atzora. And all of these miracles came about through the fact that Hashem did incredible things to allow the Jewish people to continue to exist even when they were going through the thickest, the worst part of the tzara. Talk about the Holocaust. You know, we talk about a thing that went on for years, 5-6 years of one of the most powerful countries in the world applying all of their brains, one of the most advanced nations in the entire world, taking all their knowledge and all their expertise and everything and applying it to obliterate the Jewish people. And the Jews, what they were going through every single day, the persecution, the horrors and everything. And again, despite everything that was going on, Hashem gave many of the Jews the ability to hold on another day, another day, another day. Ad asher ovar hazman shel hatzlachosam, until the amount of time that those Rishoim were supposed to be successful came to an end. Vihigia yoim apolosam, and the day of their downfall arrived. Kemoy shekosav, as the Pasuk says, the famous Pasuk, Oid hayoim benoiv lamoid yenoifef yodoi harbas tzioim. Kemoy shom Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says, Sheitztagdin itztagninov omruloi, his stargazer said to him, Sheba'oisai hayoim yichboish Yerushalayim, that on that day he's going to conquer Yerushalayim, and he came to Yerushalayim on that day, and he looked at the city, and he picked up his hand mocking, laughing at it, laughing at Yerushalayim. What? This? This was, I think, Sancheirov, if I'm not mistaken. That the stargazers told him that this is the day. The best day for you to conquer Jerusalem is this and this day. So he arrived and he took a look at Yerushalayim and he said, this conquer? What, this is a joke. I can conquer this in my sleep. Forget this. Bring out the barbecues. Let's have some steaks now. Let's have a party first. I'm hungry. And wanted to celebrate and everything. V'choshav, sheyolin halayla. Let's get a good night's rest and everything. U'baboiker kol echod yashlich even. And in the morning, each one of the soldiers is going to throw a rock. That's all we got to do. We got 3 million soldiers here. We'll throw 3 million rocks at Yerushalayim, and the whole thing will disappear, be off the map. V'chol zeh me'eis Hashem hoiso. And all of this was the work of Hashem. Shekilkel es machshavtoi. Hashem messed up his thinking. Hashem got the idiot to make a mistake and not to realize that his entire success was a one-day deal. That was his window of success. Because this Russia was destined to have power only on that one day. And as soon as that day passed, and the next day arrived, Hashem renewed the whole creation of the world. And Hashem revealed the truth in an incredible, incredible way. To the point where this king had a tremendous downfall. As soon as that day passed, his whole army, everything had a major mapolo. Because as soon as the next night began, which was the beginning of the following day, the light of the next day started shining. In other words, the light of Monday starts shining from Sunday night. That's what brought about his incredible downfall. Kain yoivdu kol oyvecha Hashem, and so too should all the enemies of Hashem have their downfall, especially our enemies of today, our Iranian enemies and all the enemies all over. Ki ikar mapolas horishoim hu al yidei hizgalus ha'emes. Because the main downfall of the Rishoim is brought about when the emes is being revealed. That's the main birur that's taking place every single day. That every single day Hashem has a new agenda, a new program of how he's introducing new levels of emes into the world. And by Haman HaRosha was the same thing. He thought he had already conquered Mordechai. He saw that he was being so successful, Haman. He was so powerful. And he consulted with his wife and his friends, the Rishoim, to prepare a tree that would be 50 amos high. Ubaboiker Omar Lamelech, and the next morning he'll come and he'll tell the king, Ve'yislu es Mordechai Olav, and they'll hang Mordechai on it. Ve'ish, now, why? Why in the morning? Why delay? Got the idea? Go! He didn't realize that Hashem was tripping him up. And he didn't know. Ve'ish bar lo yoda shebaboiker yiyem apolosi kol kach. No, all the fools, none of them realized that in the morning he was going to experience the fall of his life. To the point where that next day, they hung him on the tree that he had prepared for Mordechai. All of this is based on Rav Nosson Zal's explanation. Because each and every single day, the world is being renewed. Hashem creates the world brand new today, so that all of those people who are walking around suffering and nervous and upset and worried because the economy is no good and this is not, that's yesterday. That could have nothing to do with today. Today has nothing to do with you. Just because yesterday was such and such, how many thousands of times have people seen that today is not yesterday? That suddenly today something new comes up and it's a whole new world. As the Torah tells us, that with Hashem's goodness, He creates the world anew every single day. And Rav Nosson says, what does Hashem create new every day? What do you mean? My house is still my house. I still live at the same address. That tree is still in front of my house. What are you talking about? The answer is, what I'm talking about is that Hashem, this bureau of MS from Sheker, Hashem, with His infinite wisdom, is doing it in all kinds of different ways that we don't necessarily see with our physical eyes. But there's a bureau taking place every single day where there's Sheker that's being discovered and being gotten rid of, and there's MS that's being revealed in all kinds of interesting ways. Even in this severe, bitter golus, even now, when we're at such a low point and we're in such a super golus, within the golus, this is taking place. Every day, Hashem is revealing a little bit more of the emes, a little more emes. Afilu ba'itzem merirus hatzorois v'horedifus sho'ivrim alaksherim hanirdofim. Even in the midst of the incredible, bitter suffering and persecution that the religious people who are being persecuted are going through. And again, Rav Nosson Zal is writing about what he was going through at that time. There were Jews who were going after him, who spoke with the Russian government to get him into jail, to get him killed, to get all of his students to lose their jobs and everything. Ukefi birur hoemes, kein nimshach mapolas harishoim. And according to the birur of emes that takes place on a particular day, that's what determines to what degree the Rishoim have a mapola on that particular day. Ad asher yofo yoimai, until their day will come. Shai dezeh hoyo mapolas homon v'sancheirev v'chol Rishoim. And this is what ended up bringing about the downfall of Homon and Sancheirev and all the Rishoim. The fact that the Jews were able to wait it out. They were able to hold on until the Russia's day, the Russia's success came to an end. And then they watched him splatter. Then they watched him come down. Hitler, yamach shemoy v'zichroy. The whole world, it looked like he was on a roll. He was running and he's conquering country after country and nobody's stopping him. Nobody's getting in his way at all and everything. And it looked ot. He's headed for Syria, and from Syria he would have headed to Israel, and it would have been the real end. And then he had a change of thought. He changed his mind. There's an incredible story. I heard this from Rav Moshe Burstein, that the Jews in Israel were watching and hearing the news of World War II, the whole thing, and they heard that Hitler was headed towards Syria, and they understood that if he goes there, next stop is Israel, next stop is Jerusalem. And he made a statement where he said, like, tomorrow we're going to dine on the Har HaBayit. And they heard about this. And at that time, the British were in charge of Israel at the time. And there was a curfew on the city of Yerushalayim that nobody was allowed to go out past 6 o'clock in the evening, period. And some of the Breslovers, the rabbis, knew the whole situation. And they got together. They said that we can't wait. It was the night, the yahrzeit of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, who's buried on Har HaZeisim. And they said, we can't wait, because they were reading, following the news, what's going on. So they decided that night they're going to go out, 10 people, exactly 10 people, at Chatzos, at midnight. They went to the kever of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and they prayed there, and I think they went to the Kosel afterwards. And the next day they heard that Hitler changed his mind. He's headed for Russia. He decided to focus in that direction, that they're going into Russia full speed ahead. They're not headed towards Syria. And Rav Moshe told me that in Hebrew, the word Syria is the same exact letters as the word Russia. Russia, Syria. Hashem made a little change that he thought that he was headed this way, and if he would have gone in that direction, he could have, chas v'shalom, possibly annihilated the whole Jewish people. Because if he would have taken over Israel, who knows what could have, would have been. But instead he went there, and in Russia is where he had his mapola. The Russian winter is what defeated the great, mighty German army. So Rav Nozal says here, Shaydeze hoyo mapolas homon v'sancheire v'chol rishon. This is how the defeat of all of these great rishon came about. Today is a few days before Lag BaOmer. Today is 31 days in the Omer. And we mentioned Rav Moshe, he's in Miron now. He left for Miron before Shabbos. And he's there now, and the past few weeks and months, the only thing I hear him saying is, we should see the Mapola of the Rishonim. He's obviously hearing about Iran and other things like that, and the Tzaddikim realize that this is what the world needs. The world needs to see the Mapola of the Rishonim. V'zeo b'chinas boiker v'yoida Hashem hanemar b'machlekes koirach v'adosai. This is the message that the Torah is telling us when it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, in the morning, let's wait. In the morning, Hashem will show. V'zeh b'chinas klei isur she'ovar yoimom ein lohem oid koyach le'esar. And this is the concept where a keli that absorbed a treif absorption, a pot that had non-kosher meat that was cooked in it, and that pot absorbed it, that pot has treif flavor in it, when a day passes, once 24 hours pass, that treif absorption has no more power to harm kosher food. Ki nivgam taimon, because the tam has become defective. Ki ho isur shubchinas horishes shibshil zet tzrichem hakelim hagola be'esh levayr hora, because the treif absorption in there, which is Russia, which is evil, and that's why it requires being fire, heat, to destroy the evil. Ein loy koyach kiyem biyoymoy. It only has power on its day. Aval kishe'ovar yoymoy. But when the day passes, when an entire day passes, a 24-hour period, nivgam taimoy. Its power becomes defective. Ve'ein loy oid koyach le'esur le'kalkele seheter. It no longer has the power to spoil, to mess up kosher food, if you were to cook it in that same pot. Ki ein loho isur vohara koyach kiim biyoimoy. Because the isur, the ra, only has koyach on its day, when it's day. Ukeshe'ovar yoimoy kvar nivgam v'nizbatal kanal. And once its day passes, that power has ended and it's become botel.